Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We don't need to kick the can. We don't need to go through a cumbersome process that every day brings additional risks.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki called on Senate Republicans to end uncertainty over raising the debt limit. Democrats now say they are willing to accept an offer from Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell for a short-term hike. The deal would allow Democrats to use normal procedures to pass an emergency debt limit extension to cover current spending levels until December. The Department of Education announced Wednesday it's temporarily relaxing rules governing a student loan forgiveness program in order to make it easier for service members, teachers, nurses, and other public servants to qualify for debt relief. It's estimated thousands of borrowers will automatically be eligible for student loan forgiveness. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing Wednesday on the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. Kristen Clark, head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division, urged Congress to move quickly to strengthen the law.
The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act contains a number of provisions that help ensure that the bill is truly focused and tailored on the current problems and current conditions in the country when it comes to voting discrimination.
Clark's testimony comes one day after Senate Democrats introduced legislation aimed at restoring voting protections, lost in two Supreme Court decisions over the last decade. Andrew Yang announced he has left the Democratic Party and is now a registered independent.
I left because of the polarization that unfortunately threatens to tear our country apart.
He also announced the launch of his Forward Party. In a letter on the new party's website, Yang points to data suggesting Americans favor a third political party. House and Senate Republicans are demanding transparency and action from the Biden administration on what they deem to be an out-of-control situation at the southern border. Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
This year, because Joe Biden and Kamala Harris refused to enforce the law, have continued to be utterly lawless, we are seeing the highest rate of illegal immigration in 21 years.
A group of Republican lawmakers on the House Homeland Security Committee wrote a letter to President Biden and the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, accusing the administration of failing to acknowledge the situation as a, quote, national security and humanitarian crisis. Finally, the Biden administration said the White House is allocating an additional $1 billion for millions of rapid COVID-19 at-home tests. Shortages of test kits are being reported around the country. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.